Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Good Thursday morning. This is Chris Evans with the Crittenden Press, and welcome to today's program, and also welcome to the Great American Smokeout. Yes, today is the day that cancer patients, survivors, advocates against smoking are making the American Cancer Society's 49th annual Great American Smokeout a big event today. So they're calling in Kentucky for the General Assembly to increase funding for vital fact-based tobacco control programs in the amount of $4 million annually, and to allocate all JUUL settlement funds to tobacco prevention and to help people quit. It's just a great opportunity, if you're a smoker, to set yourself a goal and find a way to kick the habit. In local headlines, Crittenden County Fiscal Court meets this morning at 8:30 a.m. and on the agenda is one of the most important, most consequential decisions of the year. Magistrates will open and review bids for the ambulance service. ComCare, the current EMS provider here in Crittenden County, recently exercised its right to terminate its contract, which was set to expire December 31st. Anyway, they just gave the county notice that current provisions of that contract were no longer acceptable, so they want to, or the county, I guess in this case, is going to have to rebid it, what you might say, in order to find a carrier at, looks like, a higher price. The president of ComCare, Jim Duke, told us at the Crittenden Press a couple of days ago that he does not anticipate leaving Crittenden County. He says that his company will be providing a bid for this morning's bid opening, and he says that he believes his company will have a very competitive bid to offer Crittenden County. So we'll see if any other companies show any interest. Right now, Crittenden County is supplementing the EMS service by almost $400,000 a year, $382,000 to be exact, and it looks like there's going to have to be some more money added to that. Last year, ComCare says it lost more than $100,000. So we'll be covering that fiscal court meeting this morning and have a wrap up on what they decide in next week's newspaper. Lots of things going on around the community. I want to go ahead and tell you about something you want to get on your calendar for next weekend, Saturday, November 29th. Crittenden County Chamber of Commerce will host its annual Small Business Saturday event. Now, you'll need to line up down at H&H Home and Hardware, as they've done the last few years. And starting at 8 a.m., they will hand out 100 free gift bags. Now, these things go fast, so you have to be in line. If you show up at 8:15 and hope you're going to get a bag, you can just almost forget it. You need to probably be there a bit early and get in line. And in the bags, there's all sorts of coupons, small gifts, and gift cards and such. But also, there will be some big mystery prizes. In the past, it's always been $100 cash. I think there may be even a couple of mystery prizes this time. A lot of Christmas events coming up over the next few weeks. This week's Crittenden Press, you can grab it. It's full of Christmas events, parade calendars, and not just for Marion, but for all over the area. So, if you live down near Salem or over close to Providence or down in the south part of the county, want to go over to Edible or Catawba, we have all of the all of the events in those communities listed and the dates and times, and you'll want to grab that. We'll be adding to that list as we get more information. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be back in just a moment with more news.
Need trees gone, land level? Call Preferred Tree and Land, your local pros for tree and stump removal, landscaping, drainage systems, dirt work, and retaining. Fast, reliable, and affordable. With free estimate, call Stuart Haberlock today at 270-625-1041 or find Preferred Tree and Land on Facebook. That phone number again is 270-625-1041.
Yes, sir. At Preferred Tree and Land, they cut the hassle, not the corners.
Well, just in time for fall, Marion's leaf collection equipment has broken down again. It seems like this is an annual resounding problem. If you've got your leaves piled up next to the curb, just be patient. You might even want to do something with them because it looks like it could be quite some time before this equipment is repaired. They've tried to order a pump for the trailer that the lift on the trailer that collects these leaves and then dumps them. It's on the blink, and they're having trouble finding one. It's a hydraulic pump. They're looking all around for it. but nonetheless, it looks like it's going to be quite some time. At the city council meeting on Monday night, the council members were discussing, you know, what can be done with these leaves if they can't pick them up. Now, you can use your lawnmower and mulch them up yourself. You can rake them into bags and you know, put them in your garbage. You can burn them, actually. That's probably not the most desired way to get rid of them because they can create a nuisance for your neighbors, and then there are some issues, you know, if your neighbors do complain. So but you can't burn during the daytime hours, at least not through December 15th, because right now we have the daytime burn ban. So from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., you cannot be burning your leaves. After that, you can, because there's no ordinance, a specific ordinance saying that you you cannot burn leaves, nor is there a state law that directly prevents it. But again, you don't want to just leave them smoldering. Try to maybe put some limbs or something in with those leaves and keep them turning and burn them fast, because if they sit there and smolder, it creates a big problem for neighbors. Also, big news out of the Marion City Council meeting on Monday night, Cutter Singleton, local entertainer with, you know, everybody knows Cutter. He's with Cutter and Cash in the Kentucky Grass. Grand Ole Opry performers. Cutter is the lead man of that group, and he is just 19 years old. We forget that, but Cutter is now the youngest Marion City Council member in the history of Marion, Kentucky, as far as we know, anyway. And well, I started doing some research, called around to some different cities that had some young guys like that serving. And it looks like he's probably the third youngest city council member ever in the state of Kentucky. That's at least according to contemporary records. So congratulations, Cutter Singleton. He's going to fill in an unexpired term of a council member who resigned a few weeks back. So Cutter joins the board. Now there are a full six members serving on your city council. Also, the city council approved the hiring of Adam Ledford, who formerly was a city administrator here for about 6 years. He left in 2022, and when that position became vacant a few weeks back, back in late October, a search began, and he applied. He's in between jobs. He had been working down in Tennessee. His parents still live here, so I think that would accommodate him being here. This is being labeled an interim position or temporary, if you will. Don't know how long that's going to last. City did not address how long. I assume maybe the search process will continue, but for now they've got a guy who knows the city, familiar with its budget, and can step right in, hit the ground running, so to speak. So I think that's why they decided to bring Adam Ledford back in. And the city council, one other big item, they approved another $50,000 for the Marion Fire Department. They'd already offered up $50,000 earlier, so that makes $100,000 that the fire department can go out and look for a, not a new fire truck, mind you, a new fire truck's about $1 million, but they're looking for a quality, low hour type truck, maybe, you know, 15 to 20 years old, probably, to get one for something in the ballpark of that price. And one more thing on the city front, this has to do with water, of course, been a big topic over the last two or three years with Marion's water crisis, and then the Crittenden Livingston Water District trying to expand so it can meet its own needs and then pick up Marion as a customer. But director of the Kentucky Division of Water, Sarah Marshall, will be in Marion and Livingston, down in Livingston County, on Friday, tomorrow. There will be a full day review of the water system in Marion and the Crittenden Livingston County Water District. So she'll be visiting along with a team of folks from Frankfort, and it'll be interesting to see what comes out of that. I think maybe Marion and Crittenden Livingston Water District are trying to get some more money. Already the state or the federal government, Uncle Sam, has already provided or pledged around $23 million toward improving the water situation here. And of course, still taking a lot of time to get all the things in place to get that done, but they're working on it. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with some more information and sports.
H&H Home and Hardware. The name says it all. And in 2025, H&H is celebrating its 25th year in business. H&H Home and Hardware on Sturgeon Road in Marion has everything you need for plumbing, electrical, lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, plus pool supplies, steel power equipment and repairs, and so much more. H&H is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m.
One more little news bit before we get into sports, and I don't want to cause any alarms or hysteria over this, but Crittenden County School District this week has confirmed that there is a case of whooping cough confirmed in a student in the Crittenden School District. This illness begins as a cold, and it can eventually lead to severe coughing spells, and it can pose a real risk on infants or the medically vulnerable population. So if you're your parent or guardian have some concern about this, you can call the local health department to get more information. Well, in local sports, the basketball girls, I think I told you earlier in the week, had a big first scrimmage win over Davis County. And now the Lady Rockets and the Rockets are going to be in action this weekend. Full slate of games here in Marion at Rocket Arena. It's a day-long scrimmage. First game be at 10 a.m. That will be the Lady Rockets taking on neighbor Caldwell County. Then Crittenden will play Tillman at 11 a.m. That's the girls, of course. And then they will play Allen County Scottsville at noon, and that will wrap up the girls' part of the scrimmage series. And then the Rockets will open up the boys' team, of course, coming off that winless season last year. A lot of expectation for a better campaign this time. The Rockets will open up on Saturday with a team out of Paducah. It's a homeschool group that has a basketball team. Of course, our new coach, Kenny Jackson, used to coach down there in the Christian School League, and he knows a lot of these other teams, I think, that participate outside of KHSAA. And we're going to play that team to open up at 1. And then Crittenden County will play Fulton at 1:45. And then the Rockets will play Caldwell County at 2:30 and Hickman County at 3:15. And then at 6 p.m. will be Meet the Rockets. And again, the big event for that is the cake and dessert auction. It draws people out who may not even be interested in basketball. So come out and buy some of the best desserts from some of the best cooks and bakers in the community. All of them donate those items, and there's just some of them sell very, very high. But come out and see if you can get you a bargain on one. So that starts at 6 p.m. and it will be out at Rocket Arena. One more note in sports. Andrea Federico, a senior two-sport athlete at Crittenden County High School, has made a verbal commitment to play softball at Dyersburg State Community College down in West Tennessee. She is a basketball player and a member of the Lady Rocket softball team, and she is a big power hitter and had several offers and has made up her mind to commit to Dyersburg State. And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. Hope you all have a great weekend.